Good evening, councillors, and welcome to tonight's meeting. Open the meeting up at 6 o'clock, thank you. The acknowledgement of country, we wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land in which we meet today and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. Announcements of visitors. I would like to firstly announce our newest member, Paul Polifka, to the EMRC, and I hope you have a very enjoyable time between now and what transpires in October and late October going forward. So welcome.
Well, thank you. It's been excellent so far.
Terrific. Well, let's not dampen that then. Also, I'd like to acknowledge in attendance Councillor Johnson at the back, Councillor Ciccini, Councillor Henderson are all deputies, and Catherine Hamilton. I asked Catherine to come along tonight, and when I get to the chairman's part of the meeting, I'll ask Catherine to say a few words, so thank you. Apologies I have is Councillor O'Connor down as an apology. That's the only one I have, and everyone here is in fullness. Disclosures of interest. Do we have any disclosures of interest for anyone on items on the agenda tonight? You're in the room. No. Announcements by the chair. My announcement by the chair is that I felt that Catherine Hamilton, I was always going to call her Councillor Hamilton there for a moment, Mr. CEO, made a conscious decision in the interest of her organisation to retire from the EMRC, and there may not have been an opportunity for Catherine to say goodbye or for us to say goodbye to Catherine, so I've asked her to come along tonight to in fact do that. So Catherine, if you want to stand up the back or stand up in front or just stand up anywhere.
Educational and an absolute pleasure, and your microphones are fantastic compared to ours. Basically, this is a fabulous organisation. It's professional. The staff are really dedicated, and as councillors, all of you give so much of your time and energy. And part of my decision for resigning from the EMRC is that our own council is going through a period of change with a new CEO starting very shortly. And we have a few things that we need to attend to over in Bassendean. So having discussed with my fellow councillors, we came to the conclusion that Councillor Polifka would be a valued addition to this organisation, whilst I concentrate on a few other little minor jobs. So I have to thank you all for your time and energy, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Catherine, on behalf of myself and our fellow councillors, likewise, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you for all the time I've known you on the EMRC. And I did echo, I thought it was going to be a very sad day when you decided to pull the pin and leave us, but Paul's, I'm sure, will pick up that that lance and carry it forward as you have done in the past. So thank you again from my heart and everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel.
All right. So response to previous questions on notice, there were nil. Public question time. I don't have any public question time. Applications of leave. I haven't received any, but Mr. CEO, I need to put mine in from the 29th of March to the 2nd of April. I'll fill the form in. Has anyone else got any leave yourself? Councillor McWilliam, I'll take yours.
I'll be away from the 11th of April to the 18th, so I'm not expecting that there'll be anything in that time. But
you never can tell. Councillor Ostaszewski.
Thank you. Mine's for the 13th of April only, and I believe we just have an agenda briefing session on that night. Thank you. So just the 13th of April.
Thank you. So we'll just have the relative forms handed over to our...
Sorry.
Councillor Polifka.
Similarly for the 13th of April, I won't be able to attend on that that day.
Okay. All right. So all the forms go in, so I need someone to move and second those leave
dates. I also will be probably not available on that night as well. It's during our holidays, school holidays.
Okay. Noted, if you can put in the relative leave. Anyone else? Where we're going, there won't be anybody here.
Actually, I won't be able to be there for that meeting either, for the agenda briefing. Yeah. And I'll just give my apologies. At the time.
At the time. Okay. All right. So and we can have someone to move, Councillor. I don't know who you are for a moment. Mr. Jeans, Councillor Jeans, that's right, I'm good. Councillor Zanino, thank you, as the seconder. Okay, that's all gone through, thank you. Petitions, deputations and presentations, there are nil. Confirmation of minutes from the previous meeting. We have a meeting held on the 23rd of February 23, which has been distributed and needs to be confirmed. A mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Dorr, Councillor Thomas as the seconder. No in opposition, then we'll declare that to be carried. Questions by members for due notice which has been given. There's none been received, the CEO tells me. Questions by members without notice. Councillors, are there any questions that are not specific to reports of the employees? Take that as a no, thank you. Announcements of confidential matters. There are a whole bunch of council confidential matters on the agenda tonight, and they are contained later in the report. So I'm going to go through the reports. I beg your pardon. Business not dealt with in previous meetings, nil. Thank you. Reports of employees. So we've got 14.1, 14.2, 14.3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There is a point here. We've got a couple of 14.4 and 14.5 that I'm going to withdraw because they need to have names contained on those two committees. So I'm looking at a on bulk for 14.1, 14.2, 14.3, 14.6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Unless you want to pull an item.
Thanks, Councillor.
Can you tell me the item?
Yes, it was for the new one, 14.10, the ALGA conference.
Okay, so we'll take that one out. So other than 14.10, 14.4 and 14.5, we've got some of the move on bulk. Councillor Zanino, Councillor Dorr second. Thank you. Anyone opposed? Then we'll declare that carried. All right, we'll go to 14.4. And 14.4 is for the appointment of the Chief Executive Committee member, and I've got Councillor McWilliam, correct? Okay, so we're the only person we have, so we'll accept that nomination and congratulations. And yes, and I'll move that. I might do both of them, Mr. CFO. And 14.5 is the appointment of members of the Legal Committee. Councillor Palifka has formally been appointed as the, or to be appointed as the Legal Committee, and Councillor McWilliam will be appointed as the Deputy. There's no opposition to that. I'd like to see 14.4 and 14.5 moved as the two items together. Mover. Councillor Thomas seconded. Councillor Zanin, anyone against? No? Thank you. All right, and then we go to 14.10. Councillor Ostaszewski, question?
Yes, I'll start with the question, if I may. It's to the CEO, if I can, through the chair. Mm-hmm. The report mentions that this usually wouldn't be something that the MRC would be able to do because it's local councils that would put up motions at this conference, yet the CEO is still requesting to attend the conference. So I'm just wanting to learn what the report mentions the CEO will be doing some advocacy. So what type of advocacy are you going to be doing? Will you be providing a deputation in response to the motion that will be presented by the town of Bassendean at the conference? Will you be meeting with ministers? What actions will you be taking to support the motion from the town of Bassendean?
Thank you, through the chair. Yeah, so that's the idea, that I would speak on behalf of the town of Bassendean and do the deputation, and so that there is a holistic view of establishing FOGO infrastructure in Western Australia and, for that matter, in all the 537 local governments in Australia. It's only at this stage a motion of the town of Bassendean, but one would think that would be supported by other local governments because they all have the same challenge, because the federal government actually have, through the harmonization, determined that FOGO was going to be the standard collection all throughout Australia. What we also want to do then is plan advocacy and have meetings with MPs and, you know, and just talk to, you know, why it's so important to have a co-funding structure between local government, state government and federal government to have this critical infrastructure ready by 2025 or thereabouts.
And my final question on this is, what types of reporting will be coming back to the MRC Council about this journey? So what documents will come to us for our noting or for our reading, so that we can see how this money is being spent?
So typically we always provide a report of any money that's spent going to events and conferences. So this will be the same. So there will be a report coming to council reporting on the achievements.
And will there be any of, will those reports contain the types of meetings that you've had, the deputation that you gave, all of the things that you're doing to support this?
Correct.
Yes, cool. Thank you.
So are you happy to move the item?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so moved by Councillor Ostaszewski. Seconder, please. Councillor Dorr, is anyone opposed? Declare it carried. Thank you very much indeed. All right, 14.1, list of accounts paid during the month of February. They've all been approved through that whole process I've just gone through. 15.1, I think, is where I'm at now, which is the Audit Committee meeting held on the 2nd of March.
Did you move that those items would be moved on block?
Yes, yes I did. So 15.1 Audit Committee meeting held on the 2nd of March. The minutes according of the meeting form part of this agenda, and I need a resolution to deal with this. Councillor McWilliam, second. Councillor Thomas, anyone against? No, declare that carried. There's 11.1, which is the compliance return. Done that one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. All three have been moved, yeah. Thank you. Oh, it's a confidential items. Oh, sorry, I'll go to 17.1 mine first, and I can hand my chair over to Councillor Jeans while I go through this motion. So I gave notice of motion that in accordance with 4.18 of the MRC Standing Orders Local Law, Councillor and myself has given notice of intention to propose the following motion of the ordinary meeting of council. Motion is that council, in accordance with S6.11 of the Local Government Act, established a committed capital expenditure reserve for the purpose of providing and committing funds for all approved capital expenditure by the MRC. Council approves the transfer of funds from other reserves, a municipal fund consistent with the intended use of the money in respective reserves, to fund all approved capital expenditure. Council approves the transfer of unexpected funds from the committed capital expenditure reserve back to the respective reserves of the municipal fund where the original funding source was from, following the completion of these respective capital expenditure program. And I gave the rationale in my report. Do you want me to read out the rationale? No? Okay. So it is a seconder for my motion. Do you have to do this?
Yes, so we need a seconder for the motion. Yes. Help. Yes. McWilliams? McWilliam? Is there any debate on this item? Is there any questions? Sorry. Yes.
Yes, I had just one question. So in terms of the money moving from the reserves into this consolidated reserve for the committed projects, perhaps it's a question through the chair to the Director of Finance. Can we assure ourselves that there'll be no intermixing of funds and that the funds can then find their way back to the reserves as contemplated by part three of the motion?
Absolutely. Through the chair, absolutely. We need to keep track of those things, of all the accounts, all the activities relating to the expenditure, as you noted in within the 14.2 financial report, the capital expenditure that's incurred around them, those things are tracked. So we do recognize that and we do a reconciliation.
Thank you. You are happy with that response?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Any further questions? Put that motion to for voting. You've got further questions? Oh yeah, sorry. We have got a second.
There's no one opposed. We have a second. There's no one opposed.
Yeah. So is anybody opposed to this motion? Then the motion is carried.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. my voice is pretty loud, Mr. CEO. 19, confidential matters with the meeting may be closed to the public. You are aware we have a number of items that are in the confidential area. And for those members in the gallery that are not part of this, I'm sorry to say, but you have to go.
Well, if you want to do it on the book, and no one wants to withdraw, then you can keep it.
Well, I'll get to that. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So all the items are sitting in the confidential item. So moving. Need a mover? Councillor Thomas, a seconder. Councillor Zanino, anyone opposed? Councillor Ostaszewski is opposed. Noted.